It's the WRMJ Relay for Life Radiothon for Cancer. John Hoshite back with you here in the WRMJ studios in downtown Aledo, halfway to our goal, right?
That's right, 4945, 4,945.
We're trying to get to 10,000 this year, so hopefully you can call at 582-5666. Or you can drive by the studios and drop a contribution off. Just saw somebody do that here a second ago. Also today, you can go to Rocky's Sturgeon Bay Inn in New Boston, Spanky's Meat Wagon across the street here in Central Park for his noon hour. He's going to donate proceeds and tips to Relay for Life, and at the depot in New Windsor. Now, joining us here in the studios now is Annette Doonan, and she's with the Mercer County Health Department. Are you with the Mercer County Health Department?
Yes, I'm with the Mercer County.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes,
all right.
Well, it'll be 5 years soon.
Well, just breaking in there. I did not know that. Okay, well, I've never had to interview you there. So anyway, you have a Office of Wellness Navigation. What is that?
Okay, so that is correct. I am part of the Office Wellness Navigation, but I am the program director for the Women's Wellness Grant.
Okay.
And that is my section, but I work within the Office of Wellness and Navigation, which also includes adolescent and dental. We hope to keep expanding those grants so we can have a full navigation office. Yes.
Okay, great. Now, in this Office of Wellness Navigation, you encourage then people to get mammograms, and you can also help them with rides to appointments, et cetera. Tell us how that all works.
Okay, so the Office of Wellness Navigation focuses on preventative care for everyone. As I said, we do have particular grants that we all work under, and so we try to identify why people aren't getting to the preventative care appointments. What are their quote barriers? Are they underinsured? Do they not have insurance? Is there something we can do? We try to find resources for them to get insurance or find vouchers so we can get their mammograms and their preventative care appointments. The same with dental and adolescent. So it's just a navigation program where we find resources, help with transportation. We try to line up transportation, and when all else fails, we'll get into a car and drive them there.
Oh, that's great. Well, and preventative maintenance, so to speak, is so important. Now, we kind of wanted to share a story today of someone who went through that Office of Wellness Navigation, and she was diagnosed with breast cancer, and as you pointed out, she's a real success story for the program.
Yes, it was very early. It was during, this is our second grant that we were awarded for the Women's Wellness, and it was during the first year, so this was a few years back, and we were in our first year, and this woman, Lori is her name, she reached out to the health department for help, and I'd like to tell her story, and I'm going to kind of paraphrases to a certain extent, but I have a few quotes from her, and she's a very special woman, and we still keep up with her and in contact with her. But she called our office after seeing a social media post about our women's wellness program. Her life had been really full as a primary caretaker of her husband, but he had recently passed away, and she knew she'd been postponing her preventative care, and she should try to get it caught up. She knew she needed a mammogram. But she told us, I don't know where to start. She had some insurance questions that we were able to answer, and we promptly scheduled that mammogram. Our client Lori was able to drive herself to her initial mammogram, but after her diagnosis and her follow-up appointments, she wasn't going to be able to drive herself. So we, throughout the follow-up appointments, we helped her with the transportation, we came into contact and support, because you see, she had been diagnosed with a rapidly progressing precancerous condition. And it was not if, but when it was going to turn into cancer. This particular type was considered fast growing, potentially escalating within 2 months and no more than 2 years.
Wow. Okay.
Had it not been detected and successfully removed. And with the help of our services, it was caught in time. And those were her words, not ours.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to tell our clients. Just think about this. Everybody. This could have been your mother, your sister, your aunt. You just cannot put it off. It is imperative to keep your preventative care up to date. One thing we like to suggest is, you know, maybe get an accountability partner, somebody, a friend that you go with them when they go get their preventative care and then go out to coffee or, you know, go out for lunch. Just have somebody help you and then you help them keep those appointments, because everybody has life and life gets in the way of getting their preventative care. They take care of their families, but they don't take care of themselves. But we have to care for ourselves first, so we're there to take care of our families.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. You've got to be around, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something we stress all day today during the Radiothon is, once again, preventative care. If you notice a symptom, you know, just don't put it off, so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. It just, you just can't, you know, every day matters.
It does. And with Lori, she was a wonderful example, very cooperative. We were so happy with her outcome because it could have been different. You know, life got in the way for her. And fortunately, in this case, she's doing very well right now. We do try to keep in contact mm-hmm. with her and see how she's getting along. You know, after you work with somebody for an amount of time and, you know, take them to their appointments, you do get a relationship. And we want to do that for people that just can't get there themselves. We will do our best to get past those barriers and find resources for them. So they are welcome to call the health department and ask for the Office of Wellness Navigation, and anybody that works within our Office of Wellness Navigation will be glad to make those calls and help them walk through it.
Well, that's great. I was just going to ask you. Yeah, all they have to do is just give you a call.
Give us a call, 309-582-3759.
Okay, well, great. Well, we're sure glad you could come in today during our Relay for Life Radiothon and let people know about this Office of Wellness Navigation. Very important.
Thank you, John.
That's Annette Doon, mm-hmm. once again, sharing a story of one of her people that they worked with. It was a real success story with the Office of Wellness Navigation, once again, through the Mercer County Health Department.